The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And with us, continuing from hour number one, is Dr. Norman Cheely, medical doctor, Dr. Sergey Sorin, medical doctor, Lou Cassidy, electrical engineer from Illinois. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And during hour number one, we mentioned that we'd be talking about radioactivity. And I was reading a post last night about radiation in Fukushima, and here's what I'd like to share with our class. Here are the headlines. Daily Mail. Japan prepares to release thousands of tons of water containing radioactive tritium from the beleaguered Fukushima plant amid fears for impact on the Pacific Ocean. And there's some headlines here. Nuclear power station north of Tokyo wrecked by a tsunami in March 2011. 300 tons of water needed each day to keep the melted down reactors cool. Radioactive tritium remains in the waste fluid, which is kept in 1,000 tanks. Many scientists calling for tritium-laced water to be drained into the ocean. Others warn it could threaten human health and destroy fish stocks. Now, how much radioactive water are we talking about? I did a quick conversion of 300 metric tons of liquid waste. That's 79,000 gallons a day. 79,000 gallons of water, radioactive water that would be released into the ocean per day. All oceans are interconnected. And I mentioned over the last 5 years several times that in chemistry 101, the professor in the front of the room had a quart jar of red dye. He said, "This is a quart of red dye. If we pour this into the ocean, stir it around, and then we take this other empty quart jar and scoop out a quart of water anywhere in the ocean, top, bottom, left, right, anywhere in the ocean. Any ocean, you will have at least one atom of red dye." And that's how small atoms are. And now we're talking about dumping 79,000 gallons of radioactive waste containing tritium in the oceans. Dr. Sorin, do you have any concerns about that?
I have great concerns about that because I have said for at least 45 or more years, the most stupid, serious problem ever created by the human race is nuclear energy itself. In other words, I cannot imagine how unbelievably, insanely, idiotically stupid people are even to think about nuclear energy when we have no way of controlling the waste. We have created already more nuclear contamination on the face of the earth in the last 60 years than in the previous 5 billion years. So we'll all be lucky to survive. You remember back in about, maybe 1960, a book came out called On the Beach, made into a movie later. It was about
Absolutely. The end of civilization
from a nuclear war. But we don't have to have a nuclear war. All we got to have is nuclear energy wasting itself everywhere. So, yeah, I'm very concerned about it.
There's a scientist during World War II who was working on the Manhattan Project. His name is Niels Bohr. And his question was, he was looking at some of the equations for the atomic bomb that was on the drawing board at the time, and his reaction was, is it big enough? Is it big enough? And what he really meant was, is it big enough to stop the insanity, you know, the horrors that man unleashes upon other men, killing, maiming, wounding. He alluded to the machine guns. That wasn't big enough. That wasn't big enough to stop, you know, the machine gun use on the enemy. The gases that were used on the enemy, that wasn't big enough either. The TNT, the trinitrotoluene, was not big enough either. Is this going to be big enough? Is this going to unleash so much horror that this will be the end of us killing each other? And that was his question. And you know, there was a race. There was a race. The Germans versus the Americans were racing to build the biggest bomb to eviscerate and vaporize each other. It's amazing how sick we are. And I'm with you, Dr. Shuley. I think that we need to stop nuclear power generation immediately, because if Fukushima, Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, and all the leaking nuclear power plants in the United States aren't enough evidence, we've lost our minds. We've absolutely lost our minds. And I believe that that as one of our instructors, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, said, this could be an extinction event. This Fukushima is the gift that keeps on giving. It's unbelievable. It's just, we're 5 years into it, and it's still giving us cancers. And so, Dr. Shuley and Dr. Soren, do you have any recommendations as to what we should do should there be more radiation released on the planet? And just that this discussion didn't include the Westlake landfill near St. Louis, Missouri, where there's an underground fire that's burning adjacent to a toxic radioactive dump. So the radioactive dump is there, and the toxic landfill is there, and they're 900 feet apart, and the fire is racing toward the radiation, and it will become smoke and go into the air. And there'll be plenty of people east of St. Louis downwind of this that I'm concerned about. What do we do, Dr. Shuley, Dr. Soren?
Well, I consider all government, county, state, federal, negligent in not addressing issues like this up front. I don't know what the answer is, but it seems to me common sense says all you got to do is just keep pouring sand into that fire until you put it out. I know of no other way of putting it out. Maybe somebody else does, but they're doing nothing.
Dr. Shuley, the fire is underground.
I know it is, but you dig a hole down into the center of the fire, and you pump air, sand and sand and sand until it's filled.
Well, sand and water. I'm only 20 miles directly east of that site.
Wow. You know something? I'm glad I'm 200 miles west of it.
I may be moving.
If it goes, I'm not sure that half the United States won't be wiped out. I mean, it would be like an atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
The situation in Chernobyl is actually very personal to my family and I. My direct family, we left the area after several years. Again, the question is whether or not the colon cancer experience was related to the radiation. I would highly doubt if, let me rephrase that. I'm thinking there is a direct correlation there.
Well, I would think it could have weakened your immune system, that is for sure.
But the other thing is that all the other family and relatives who stayed over, all of them, without any exception to my knowledge, and there's been quite a big family prior to that, ended up with cancers of all sorts, cancers, medical issues that basically killed off the entire family or anyone who stayed over. And this was not even 20 miles. This was way downstream from the exposure.
Well, when I was in Kiev in 1994, the children had an exquisitely high incidence of all kinds of problems, from, you know, low thyroid to cancers, et cetera. And I think it's 60 miles away.
Although, isn't would you say that there's certain things that we can do to help prepare or optimize, including for thyroid function, immune system?
Well, the best you can do is take adequate iodine. And I think, to my, I believe that the epidemic that we have of hypothyroidism throughout the world is related to two things, mainly fluoridation of water, and secondly, radioactivity from all the nuclear testing. So, somewhere up to 80% of people are hypothyroid or relatively hypothyroid in this country, and they don't get enough iodine. But I'm not sure, you know, there is a limit to how much you can prevent the iodine from destroying your thyroid gland. And so taking more than 1.5 milligrams a day consistently probably is the best you can do for preventing it. Now, in case of a nuclear, you know, high exposure, then you might take 50 milligrams once, you know, as a protector. That'll block the thyroid, of course, for a year, but it's better than having it nuked.
You know, the other threat that is very prevalent, and actually not many people know about this, is, as you mentioned, fluorination. And up until I learned about that, I was actually using a fluoride toothpaste and, many other sources of fluoride. But having learned of the danger of fluoride, and, well, there's quite a few issues with fluoride, I've immediately switched over to a fluoride-free toothpaste and must say, feel much better.
Right. Oh, no question about it. I gave up, never got involved that much in fluoridated toothpaste in the first place, but gave up on the idea of fluoridated water in 1966. I was a pimp, true pimp, for the La Crosse County Medical Society, not knowing enough that I actually led the campaign to try to fluoridate the water of La Crosse, Wisconsin. A chiropractor, Fred Barge, took out two-page ads in the newspaper with skull and bones saying, Sheely will poison you. And Fred educated me about the dangers of fluoride, and I became an absolute enemy of fluoridation of water or of fluoridated toothpaste that long ago.
When we come back, I'd like to share a little story with you about Chernobyl and some of the implementations that that occurred as a result of the catastrophe in Chernobyl. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So in 1986, there was this catastrophe. You might call it an accident. You might call it a design flaw. You might call it a combination of design flaws and operator errors. But there was this catastrophe in Chernobyl, and a lot of radioactivity was released into the air. Now, the story that I'd like to share with you is the downwinder story. And so, farmland, grazing land, cattle land was contaminated by the fallout downwind from the Chernobyl catastrophe in 1986. So, what the government did, instead of building a large fence and fencing off the thousands of, you know, square miles of contaminated land, what the government did was they said, well, we wanted to make sure that we track where all this, all the farm animals, the cattle and so forth, get distributed. So they built a computer system to make sure that everyone got his fair share of the radioactive meat that was from the animals grazing on the radiation-contaminated farmland. And that was the government's approach to dealing with the problem. And as a result of the radiation going downwind, I have somewhere here at the farmhouse a magazine. It was called Parade Magazine. It came in the Sunday newspaper all over the country. The insert was called Parade. And in this Parade magazine, there is an eight-legged horse. Yeah, a horse normally having four legs. This one was born with eight legs. And the horse was born downwind from Chernobyl. In addition to that horror, one of our instructors, I was having a discussion with one of our instructors, and I was told that this instructor was at a hospital there in the former Soviet Union. And this instructor saw the birth of a two-headed baby. I'm not exaggerating. You've heard of co-joined twins. I'm just talking about one body and two heads.
Well, as I said at the beginning of this discussion, there's just no question in my mind that nuclear energy of all forms is dangerous, insane, ignorant, and I don't know what to do about it.
Lou Cassidy, do you have some thoughts you'd like to weigh in on this as an engineer?
Well, I agree with Dr. Sheely on the insanity of the nuclear programs, and I think we ought to start winding them down now.
And, you know, Matt Stein, another senior USA Preparedness instructor, has been on this broadcast, and he's a he's an engineer, an MIT-degreed engineer, and he's talking about the 400 Chernobyls, meaning all of these nuclear reactors all over the world. Many of them store the spent fuel rods right there on site, and if the power grid goes down, the cooling pumps stop until the generating system kicks in to, you know, the diesel generators to continue the power to run the cooling system so that the reactors don't melt down. And here's the problem. The problem is that the reactor's generator, standby generators, have about a 30-day, at most, fuel supply. Now, if the grid goes down, how do we generate or how do we refine the crude into diesel so that we can keep these generators running to keep the reactors cool so they don't melt down? It's a big problem. And there are a little over 100 reactors in this power generation reactors in the United States. So if the grid goes down, now we're looking at 100 meltdowns or so.
And don't forget, there are a whole several of them, at least, in California near the San Andreas Fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is crazy. But then, what of government? Give me one thing that government does that's not crazy.
How much time do we have?
I'm thinking.
You know, Dr. Sheely, if we had to respond to that, I have a feeling there would be dead air from now on this broadcast if we had to respond to one thing. While we thought about one thing, just one thing that the government got right, not one thing. I can't think of one. They keep changing their mind. They keep changing the tax rules. They change policy and procedures on the fly. Yeah, it's an outrage. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, there's a concern that we have about fast food, and obviously if you look at those behind the counter at McDonald's, if they've been there for a long time and they get a free meal, you can see the effect that that fast food has on them. I don't know if you could even call it food. You can call it fast, but fast something. But there's another concern, and that's about the wrappings and the containers of this fast food. And there's been a study that's investigated the health effects of the wrappings, and they have, these wrappings have a material called phthalates. P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. And it's a substance, a chemical, that makes plastic softer, more pliable. And your burgers and are wrapped in them. Your French fries may be in them. The cups that your beverages are handed to you in may have them. And it's this group of chemicals that's used to soften and increase the flexibility of plastic and vinyl. And they're saying that there's a relationship to asthma and autism as a result of the increased use of these chemicals, these containers that, or these wrappings that we throw away. Dr. Shealy and Dr. Soren, have you had any experience investigating or seeing information about this? Because it's, we've looked at bisphenol A, BPA, and the effects that it has on people, young people, and it's in all kinds of things, personal products, toys, perfume, food. It's in the linings of cans, you know, the plastic lining to keep the cans from rusting on the inside, food cans. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's just one of the 550,000 poisons that are released into the atmosphere every year. And when I say atmosphere, I'm talking about air, water, soil, etc. I don't like it, and I don't know what to do about it, because you can't even tell, like the cans. You don't know when you buy a can whether it's lined with that crud or not.
Right, right. And cans,
point that
yes.
done beyond just the content of the food. It's all the other aspects of it, the packaging, the chemicals, it's absolutely insane at this point. And the incidence of diseases, chronic diseases, inflammation, and inflammation is behind quite a few of what's going on with, including heart disease, strokes, other things. And the underlying causes are quite likely in how we do things and what we do in society. Absolutely right.
Dr. Soren, many years ago, my mother's a label reader. She's in her 90s, and she's outlived her brother and her sister. She was the oldest, and she's outlived them by far, and the difference was diet, exercise, you know, eating well, those kinds of things, avoiding toxins and pollutions pollution as best she could. And she used to talk about something that she saw on the ingredient list of cereal, and that was BHA and BHT, and those were added to cereal to preserve them, to make them have a longer shelf life. And she once called the manufacturer of the product, and she said that what they did was, ultimately, they got so many complaints and concerns about these carcinogens, BHA and BHT, that they took them out of the product and put them in the packaging. So the package that the product contained was contained in had the BHA and the BHT, the carcinogens. And so the companies that manufacture these products, these food products for us, are letting us know that it's okay. It's not in the food anymore. It's okay. It's in the packaging. It's in the container that the food comes in. And, of course, I'm concerned about that.
That reminds me of a saying that Norm, what's the best way to say this, actually? You can, in practical terms, if you call it the right name,
if you have sex in public square, you can be blood.
Why not? It's incredible how, you can get away, how organizations, companies, and, any organization, really, including government organizations, can get away with things by calling it certain names or putting a certain spin on things. And it just goes unnoticed or unpunished or without any consequence.
Dr. Sergey Sorin, I have a question for you that relates to going to the hospital. Now, I was watching a video many, many years ago. It was a documentary, and they were going to open a tomb in Egypt, and the host, the television host, was told by the archaeologist not to shave. Do not shave before going in, you know, tomorrow. So the idea was no nicks and wounds on the skin because we're going into an ancient tomb and you may get a disease. In that line of thinking, is there any concern when, let's say, one of us is visiting someone who's in the hospital? So, for example, I have a friend who's going into, one of our instructors going to the hospital for some surgery next month. And I hope to be able to visit him in the hospital. Now, if I shave, you know, shave my face, and I nick myself, you know, that morning, and then I go visit him in the hospital, is there any risk, that increased risk that I have of acquiring a disease as a result of that wound, that small nick from shaving, or just plain old shaving without a nick or wound?
That's a really, really good question, and I do get that quite a bit. I work in the emergency room, so we ultimately send people about a quarter, depending on the place where you work, but about a quarter gets admitted, and there's, of course, family and friends, sometimes small children, sometimes older adults. The hospital, it can be a place, let me put it that way, in a different way. It can be a place to heal, but it can also be a place of significant danger. If one does not need to be in a hospital by any means, it's really best to stay out, because diseases that you can get in the hospital setting, or so-called iatrogenic diseases, are so much more difficult to work with and to treat than that's anything that's acquired in the community. On that note, if you're careful, of course, and if you don't touch any objects, or if you don't get in touch with the germs and MRSA or MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and other bugs of that nature do not come into direct contact, chances are it's not the worst offender. But there are plenty of things that can go wrong when being in a hospital setting. Of course, being with a loved one, now that's something that's very important for the mind, body, and spirit of the person who is in the hospital setting. So I can say, and I will not, I, you know, I won't say not to visit or to not to have the interaction. But of course, if one doesn't need to be in the hospital, by all means, that should be avoided.
Have you seen, you know, as you're saying this, I'm thinking, okay, how do you get from the ground floor to the, you know, whatever floor the patient is in, the person you're going to visit, without touching the elevator button? How do you do that? How do you get in without, how do you use the bathroom without touching the faucet or, you know, the flush handle or the door or something? What do you do when you have that little itch on your face and you want to scratch it and you're in the hospital? It's tough, right?
Oh, that's nearly impossible to avoid contact by, you know, in altogether. You're absolutely right.
And I was reading a story yesterday about the risks that doctors and nurses and hospital and medical system employees take. It increases their risk of cancers, for example, by a factor of 3. The ones who handle X-ray equipment and are near X-ray equipment. So the extra exposure of X-rays increases their risk of cancer by a factor of 3. Have you seen any studies like that? Do you wear dosimeter badges, or do you know about that? In
Certainly. Those in radiology, or those who do that most frequently, usually have a meter to see where they are. But in my perception, it does not quite minimize the risk, because they're still doing the same things that they would normally be doing. Of course, this also goes back to the question of X-rays and other procedures. And let's say with X-rays, some people who come into the hospital and some providers would not be satisfied without getting a certain amount of X-rays, and sometimes it seems the more the better. But it's actually quite the opposite. If you can carefully select what is truly needed and minimize the radiation, minimize the invasive nature of what happens, and minimize the stays, of course, safely, of course, the health can be preserved so much more.
And you know, for a number of years, I did a great deal of procedures in X-rays. And I always wore a little badge that told me how much to get it. My amount I ever got was minimal, even when I spent many hours in radiation.
Let's talk more about that when we come back after this break. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Who's with us? Medical doctor. Dr. Sergey Sorin's with us, medical doctor. Lou Cassidy's with us, electrical engineer. And we're talking about radiation. And one of the things that, x-rays, one of the things that I remember back in the 1950s was shoe stores used to have something called a shoe-fitting fluoroscope. It's an x-ray machine. And customers would go into the shoe store and they'd try on a pair of shoes, and you could stick your foot in this and you could look through this window and you could see how the shoe fit your foot. So you get the perfect foot fit for your foot. And these fluoroscope machines were installed from the 1920s through the 1970s in the United Kingdom, Germany, Switzerland, Canada, and the United States. About 10,000 of these found their way to the marketplace. And I also remember learning of a doctor in the 1950s who had a fluoroscope machine, and you could just stand there and he could look at your chest. He could look, you know, right through you at your chest through this fluoroscope. I guess my question is, x-rays, should we avoid them unless they're absolutely necessary?
Well, I remember very significantly, you know, I don't know how many times, but I'm more than once, looking at my feet in that blue machine. The background was green, very much like old fluoroscopes. And yes, I think you should avoid x-ray unless it is for a clear-cut medical reason.
It's interesting because this is always a question that comes up with a risk-benefit ratio. In other words, what is the benefit and what is the risk? That varies between the situation and the patient and the person and the risk that they're willing to take.
You know, we had discussion with a medical professional about that. There's always a risk, as you're saying, Dr. Soren, even having your blood drawn. And I remember my son had blood drawn, and his elbow, you know, from the on the other side of his arm, from his elbow, was black and blue just from a blood draw. You know, some simple procedure just to see how he's doing, you know, routine. So how do we determine, Dr. Soren, how do we determine whether we should or shouldn't do that procedure?
Yeah, this is where, there are several ways to approach healthcare. One is from the perspective of the paternalistic or, let's, you know, just to be very blunt, here's the doctor, here's the patient, the doctor is making the decision, the patient is a passive participant. Recently, it's gotten the opposite extreme. Especially in the ER setting, where I've been mostly for the past 10 years, patients frequently come in asking for specific things based on their Google search, and very frequently it's not appropriate. Sometimes it's right on target. The answer is that it's somewhere in between, and it has to be a collaboration between the person and the patient or the client and the provider, and that balance can be very, very fragile, and it changes actually, as a matter of fact, during the course of the visit. When we start with somebody who is fairly sick, my general understanding is that I get to make more of a decision making for this individual and their family. But as they get better, they get more freedom, and they get more freedom is a relative term, but they get more of a choice in terms of what would be best for them, whether to do or not to do a procedure, or a follow up, or anything else for that matter.
Dr. Soren, thank you so much for being with us for these 2 hours today. Dr. Sergey Soren, medical doctor. Dr. Norman Shealy, thank you for being with us. Lou Cassidy, thank you for joining us. And if you'd like to call, what a great day. If you'd like to call Dr. Shealy's office, 417-861-5538. NormShealy.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 4885 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.